The dork you grew up with on radio for 40 years is now in a tidy digital place. Doc on Demand, where you pick the topics, then you be on the dang podcast. Live now in the Eagle app.
Hey, what do you know? It's Doc on Demand in podcast form again. Again, the Tide Pod version of the radio thing. I have with me longtime friend, Paul Dewey. Your dad and I were radio brothers like 30 years ago, and I have probably known you as long as you've been born. But you're here to talk specifically about your music, man. So, but let's talk about the non-music Paul. What does Paul Dewey do when Paul's not in a gray light divide?
Paul Dewey has a really boring job as a sales engineer for a software company. It's actually not super boring, but I guess if you were to think like rock star, what do? I sell software.
Yeah. we work for a living, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah. Let's actually talk music. So you kind of got the passion for this way before Gray Light Divide. Talk about what got you started. When did you start doing this?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously been around music for a long time, with my dad being in radio for essentially as long as I've been alive, which is 40 years at this point. Really fell in love with all different kinds of music, if I have to admit it. When I was younger, it was all that adult contemporary, like John Cicada kind of stuff. And I just said that on the radio. But really got a passion for that, and I've been singing in the car for as long as I can remember. I would travel back and forth between Kansas City and Hannibal every summer, headphones on, just singing in the car, regardless of what anybody else cared. Just kind of over the years kept up with that. Friends started bands, and I'm like, hey, any chance I could get up there and sing with you? Eventually that worked, and I started out in a bar band, gosh, probably 20 years ago at this point. And eventually you get tired of playing other people's songs and you decide, hey, let's try our own. And that was really it.
Yeah.
For me.
So what was there one band in particular when you were, you know, driving along in the car or whatever, where that kind of made you think you pulled the trigger? I got to do this.
That's a great question. So it's probably like a combination of the two that are the biggest influence for me would be the Smashing Pumpkins and Staind.
Okay.
I really loved the way that Aaron Lewis wrote lyrics. They really touched to me, you know?
Yeah.
And that hit home, and I was like, man, I think I could tell my story in a similar fashion that he does. Same way with Billy from the Smashing Pumpkins, and I think those are kind of the two that really got me interested.
Yeah, Billy, a very unconventional guy. The thing I've always liked about Aaron, and he, to this day, man, he will tell you whatever he thinks. He doesn't care what's fashionable. He doesn't care what anybody else in society thinks. It's like, if this is the way I feel, and you can just deal with it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So let's talk Gray Light Divide. You guys, so how did Gray Light Divide become the band that it is right now?
So we got to go back real quick to Flatfoot Reed, which was the band prior to that.
Yes.
Similar makeup, both Ben and I in that band, not from its inception, but you know, at the tail end of it. Been going through a bunch of different musicians, just trying to figure out a sound. And we decided that really the name and the history of Flatfoot Reed kind of had us locked into a corner. So we got rid of that. We're like, let's start a whole new project. We wrote a couple new songs. Got very fortunate to work with some really awesome people as a part of that process. But that turned into what Gray Light Divide became. And it really just, the name should reflect, you know, kind of the vibe that you're going for. And I always try to equate it to this contrast between right and wrong, or good and evil, or happy and sad. And that just opens up a whole world of possibility in terms of stories that you can tell or sounds that you can create. And
life is complicated, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you guys first started, and this is what's interesting to me, because your dad can verify the fact that I'm old and have been doing this forever. And so when I first started, the whole goal when I would work with bands, their goal was to get signed by a record company so they could get distribution, so they could get played on the radio.
Yeah.
So they could get this, so they could hook up with a big tour, so that hopefully then they could do their own music. Now it is so wildly different. And you and I have talked privately about how, let's be real, radio does a sucky job right now of featuring new bands, and everything's so on demand. With Gray Light Divide, what is the goal? What are you guys actually shooting for now with what you're trying to accomplish?
Above everything else, it's really just don't hate it, right? it's easy to fall into the trap of monotony or just not being happy with what you're doing. So above all, it's have fun with the process. My goal is to just let people hear it. It's no point as an artist to create something if it's just going to be kept to yourself. The more people that can hear it, the better that is for me. It's super easy to get the music out there in terms of streaming services. You click a button, pay $20, you can hear that everywhere, right? But getting to the right audience that you're looking for becomes tricky. It's very social media driven. So our goal is just whatever this takes us at this point. Nobody has any delusions that we're going to become rock stars and tour the country. If that happens, awesome. If you'd like to have us tour the country, find us on Facebook and hit me up.
Yeah, I'll put a link in our
we're
app.
Just having fun.
make Paul Dewey a star.
Absolutely.
So with the shows you've done so far, what would you say has maybe been like the show that kind of dropped your jaw, where you say to yourself, I can't believe I'm playing with this band?
So it's been a really crazy trip to that end. I mean, in the studio, before we even had a song available, we were writing and recording with Morgan Rose of Seven Dust, with Barry Stock from 3 Days Grace, with Sean Foyce from Breaking Benjamin. That's enough to make you want to pinch yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
We get out and start playing some shows and just doing a few things regionally. The big one for me was honestly Riverfest here in town, getting to open for 10 years and all the rest of the guys on that band. It was miserably hot, but it was an awesome experience. And it's one of those things that, you know, as a musician, you want to play on that big stage. You stand out in the crowd. That's all you want to do, is be up on the stage and be that guy. So being able to do that was just awesome.
Yeah. So for somebody that has, like, if they've not actually listened to you guys yet, is there one song you guys have available right now that you would say, yeah, go listen to this song and you'll understand what Grey Light Divide's about?
Go listen to Answers. It's on the streaming services now. It's a personal song to me. I don't like to necessarily say what songs are about. I like to let people hear it and figure out what they think it is, because it's expression, right? And it may sit with you differently than it does with me, but I think that there's enough in there that'll really give you an idea of what we're about.
Yeah, it's exactly what I've heard Brent Smith of Shinedown say. He's like, I don't really want to fill in the blanks. It's like, you know, let the listener color it in, right?
Absolutely. Your blank is different than mine.
Yeah, for sure. Your blank is better than mine. I can almost guarantee you that. What's the biggest challenge these days with bands and trying to get your songs out there?
To be honest with you, it's radio.
Yeah, I would probably have said the same thing.
We've tried for a long time. Just even people that are local here don't know who we are, because without a local promotion, it's hard to break out of that. Some of that, too, is just, you know, where we are. And honestly, it's been great post-COVID. The music scene here has actually been pretty awesome compared to what it was before that. So having places to play during the summer has been great. I think the venues are starting to come around and realize that, you know, you can get some pretty good musicians in here if you put a little effort into it. So I'm happy to see that, but it really has just been a struggle getting the name out there.
Yeah. Well, please know I don't want to be a hypocrite here on the radio talking about how radio needs to do a better job, but this is just the beginning of what we're going to be doing to try to make more people aware of you guys, of Mark and what No Wake is doing. You know, even some of the classic bands like Black Tie and Raised on Radio that have been playing for years, radio definitely has to do a better job, and hopefully we can be a part of that. So I know you've got some challenges here in the near future. What do you think looking ahead towards 2023 is going to be like for you guys?
2023 is going to be an interesting year. We've got a lot of material that's been completed. We're waiting to kind of get it finished and start putting that out there. So hopefully you'll see some more content from us in the form of new songs here soon. We probably will get one more show in before the end of the year, and then we're going to take a little bit of a break early 2023 to kind of regroup and revamp a few things and make sure everything is still clicking like it should. But we're hoping to hit the ground running in the springtime 2023.
We'll make sure we hook everybody up with the usual suspect links, like, you know, Facebook and all the different social media places. Is that the best way to follow you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're on the two big ones, and I guess all three of the major social media platforms you can find us on. If you throw it in Google, that's the way you name a band these days, is you come up with a name, you Google it, and if nothing pops up, that's what it is. So if you Google Grey Light Divide, you'll find us there,
I think
too.
That's how my parents came up with my name. There was an internet back then. So, but Paul Dewey, thanks for the time, buddy. I appreciate it. But please know, when you get that new music done, you know where to find me. We'll make everybody's phone go ding. So we make sure that that people do know what Grey Light Divide is doing. How about that?
Absolutely. Thank you, Doc.
Doc on Demand. No rules. No rails. No kidding. Now, in the 100.9 Eagle app, you've been warned.